When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the 420 break. Light them if you got them. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the opinion crew over at the Washington Post offered their opinions individually about whether Donald Trump will run for election once again, run for president. I'm going to get to that in a moment. I want to point out, coming up Tuesday, and apparently the time has been set for high noon Central Time, the next J6 committee hearing. We will broadcast it live right here on Devil Radio and the Shod next Tuesday. I believe that's the 21st. And then there will be a daytime June 23rd. That's Thursday. And then next weekend, Dom, is the Democratic Party Convention, great state of Wisconsin. Our old stomping grounds, La Crosse, man.
Yeah.
So next week, I'm going to broadcast Thursday, Friday, and then a special event broadcast Saturday from the Democratic Party Convention. I've got a quick note here from Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler. Dems to offer a sharp contrast to the GOP at the state convention.
You think?
We'll see. State Dem Chair Ben Wickler cites a noticeable difference at his party convention next weekend compared to the Republicans' May event. That was up the street in Middleton at the Marriott. They didn't offer endorsements, did they? Dems are trying to eat their own. Is that the contrast? With no endorsement process, little drama is expected when the Dems gather in La Crosse. Buddy, I'm going to make sure some drama happens in La Crosse.
Come on, man.
I will stir some drama if necessary.
No, I mean, you're drama enough as it is, crew. Just have a good time, man. It's La Crosse. So hopefully they don't have wanted posters of you up there still.
Still? You know, I'm going to have to go see our buddy Rudy over off 4th Street, right? With no endorsement process, little drama ahead of the Dems gathering in La Crosse June 24th and 25th ahead of the midterm elections. Now, let me check for a second. Somebody's got the dates wrong. It's the 25th and 26th, folks. I know, I've got the hotel room. So, Wispolitics, come on, make sure you get your stuff right. I mean, it'd be better. I'd actually prefer a Friday-Saturday convention, but it's a Saturday-Sunday deal. Anyways, they also don't have nearly as many incumbents facing primary challenges. 13 Republicans to just one Dem. And there aren't debates over whether to decertify the 2020 election or admonish a party leader. Well, I'm gonna see if we can. I'm gonna make a motion. We should admonish a party leader.
You should start the lock him or lock her up chant, Crudy. I mean, that'll
lock
go
him up. Lock him up. Doesn't matter who, just randomly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't think it matters anymore. I mean, this is a different crowd, though. I forget. My apologies.
Instead, Wickler says the public will see and hear if you tune in to Devil Radio in the Shaw, because I'm going to play it out for you, folks. A party that's fired up and unified. Fired up, ready to go, Dom. I'm fired up. I'm going to be broadcasting from the third CD. I'm going to be broadcasting from our old stomping grounds in La Crosse. And I'm going to have a good time every night post-show. I'm going to have a good old time, Dominic. Why don't you talk for a moment or maybe go to the phones?
Yeah, we'll
844-967-2789. I just want to confirm that Crudy's right and Wispolitics is wrong.
All right, 844-96-PARTY. It's Friday. We air the grievances. Let's get to them. Nick from Madison, Wisconsin, you are up. Happy Friday. Nick, what do you got for us?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, happy Friday, guys. How you doing? How you doing? Glad you're right, Crudy. Awesome. My grievance is what I think is that people are so polarized right now. People think we are polarized, but that's because we look at social media, we look at the news, we look at, and you guys are pretty level-headed, I got to say that.
Well, one of us is. But
you both are, come on. But I think that 10% of people are pretty far right, 10% are very far left, are very far right, very far left. Then there's 80%, then there's something we can work with. I think we should all be working with the 80% and just find common ground. I think that will stop people. But the thing is, the 10% on either side they are all the ones who get all the news. They are all the ones who get on the news. They are all the ones on social media. They are all the ones who shout people down. So the 80% who are just trying to live their lives and just be happy, they just shut up and they vote and they decide however.
Well, Nick, here's I hate to quibble with your math, but I've thought about this math. Like, how appealing are the devil's advocates? If you
very appealing,
no doubt. But if you assume 35% of the nation, they're still MAGA. I mean, more than half the Republican Party still believes the election was rigged. They still believe the big lie, Nick. So, unfortunately, we've got to write off like 35% of our countrymen because they're not going to be convinced as long as Donald Trump's out there at conventions like this Freedom Function, whatever it's called, telling people it was stolen, telling people, you know, it'll never, America will never be great till you make me president again. So first and foremost, I think it's going to be hard to make your math work because it's a much smaller portion of the electorate that's actually open-minded. But above and beyond that, I think finding common ground, sure, man. I think there's plenty of common ground to be had. But here's the part I take issue with. You talked about the 10 and the 80 and the 10. Well, we pulled Fox News statistics yesterday. Roughly 90% of the American people believe in most of the steps in meaningful gun control that I would advocate for. 80 to 90% of the people. But 10% of the people, apparently this very minute minority, which is entirely Republican state lawmakers and Congress people and U.S. senators, they block the nation from moving forward. And you can bestow that same sort of credibility to AOC or whoever you perceive the 10% on the left to be. But the 10% on the left are not stopping progress. They're not violently threatening anyone on the right currently. So I don't think it's a both sides do it kind of circumstance. But Nick, you're one of the reasonable ones. Level-headed-ish. You know, more on the Dom side than the crude side.
But. Thanks, Nick.
More Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. Air your Friday grievances. Crudy's always right. June 25th and 26th with Dems in La Crosse. I'll be there. I'll broadcast it.
Undecided voters are the biggest idiots on the planet. Try giving short, simple answers.
Loud noises!
It sounds interesting to me.